This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Labor Day weekend begins the final sprint for campaigning and fundraising before the midterm elections in November. This year, Democrats and Republicans are struggling for control of Congress, but there's another battle brewing over state legislatures. For more on the money behind that particular fight, I'm joined by Edwin Binder, Executive Director of the National Institute of Money in Politics. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kimberly.
When it comes to the state races, they take on particular importance this year because of the upcoming census, right?
That's correct. Every 10 years, we go through an election cycle, and the winners of that get the prize of being in control of the redistricting process in the states. And that redistricting process often means that the parties in control of the process can create districts that benefit them come the next election cycle.
And has the importance of the election in that context shown up in anything you've seen in terms of the fundraising or who's getting involved in state elections?
Yeah, it is early yet at the state level, but we are seeing, I think the best example is in Virginia, where you had a group of committees gave something like $2.7 million to make sure that their candidates prevailed in Virginia in 2017. So one group in particular, the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, has an eye on trying to gain control of redistricting process in the states.
But what's different this year compared to any other year when redistricting is effectively on the ballot?
The difference this year, I think, is that we had in the 2010 election cycle a similar process in which the Democrats were in control and Republicans came out with something called the Red Map. And they went through a process of spending money, getting state lawmakers elected, and as a result, we're able to flip a number of important states.
And do we have a sense yet, I know it's early, of what states are seeing the biggest infusions of political cash?
We don't know because of independent spending is so poorly disclosed. But you're probably going to see some of the same states that were targeted last time, places like Pennsylvania, where that's a battleground state. The Ohio is a battleground state. I think you're going to see a lot of effort that may even be bipartisan effort trying to get to a place where we start reforming, rethinking about how a representative government works.
Edwin Binder is Executive Director of the National Institute of Money in Politics. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.